Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Jess, and welcome to Yours Sincerely Letterbox. I like to keep a special box filled with my favourite letters from the people I love, the letters that inspired me and made me smile that I treasure the most. And while making this podcast, I've heard so many special letters that I would add to Yours Sincerely's letterbox. So I'm going to start sharing them with you.
Teachers are incredible. And in a lot of the conversations I've had over the past couple of months, guests have come and told me about the teachers who had the most significant impact on their lives. When I spoke to Fee Glover, she talked about the love she had for her dog and the admiration she had for Taylor Swift. In this clip, she shares the letter of gratitude she would send to one of her favourite teachers and the influence she went on to have on Fee's life.
I think of her more often than I can ever imagine I would have done, because she was a brilliant teacher at the time. She taught me classical history. So in the school, she was capable of teaching Greek and Latin. I wasn't capable of learning either of those languages. So I did the kind of the slightly easier version, classical history, and I did it for O-level and for A-level. And there was definitely a point in the sixth form when I was doing it at A-level where it was the only lesson that I managed to attend and still kind of concentrate and try and do well in. And that was entirely down to her. And she was just a brilliant teacher. She was very calm. She was very thoughtful. She had a kind of eccentric finesse about her that was just very appealing. And she just said a couple of things to me that have stayed with me to this day. And I don't think you realise, do you, when you're younger, I mean, it's kind of easy to say that a teacher helped you along the way and all that kind of stuff, but I think it's not until much further down the road, possibly when you've got kids of your own, that you realise quite what a mark that person has made. Mrs. Rankin just, you know, she broadened the minds of some pretty insular Hampshire girls. You know, I was at an all-girls school in Winchester, and she just made us think about different things in quite a grown-up way. And I always remember we had one class when we were doing... We were doing some kind of treatise on the art on pots, and there was, you know, there were all those pictures of men with their arrows and stuff, and we got the giggles about the fact that they keep their arrows in a very large quiver, and we couldn't hold it together at all. And she was so fantastic. She just said, "Look at how embarrassing you are. You know, you're laughing at something that's just so stupid and silly." And just get over yourselves. And there's something, I'm not retelling it very well, but there's something in the way that she just really encouraged us to just grow up, which proved to be quite enticing, actually. She never lost her rag with us, but she just kind of drew us out of ourselves. And I'm very grateful to her for that.
Oh, wow. She sounds, it made me, listening to you talk, want to read some more classical history. Was Mrs. Rankin, like, was there any, like, hot school gossip about her?
No, because she was beautifully turned out. And incredibly, she was just very dignified. She always used to come into school in a tweed skirt and a freshly pressed shirt, just immaculate. And I think nothing that we threw at her in our stupid, silly girl school way ever seemed to, you know, knock a hair out of place. And I suppose that's what I remember about her, as well as all the things that she taught us.
It makes me, I think that, you know, lots of people have a story to tell like this about a teacher. It makes me sort of feel a bit sad about the experiences of my friends who are teachers, about how I feel, and maybe nostalgia is a dangerous drug and all that sort of jazz. I just really hope that the children of today have those same feelings, and that teachers aren't just sort of wildly overstretched with, you know, expectation and amongst other things, as well as having to be social workers a lot of the time on top of their jobs. To really like be making people love a subject and like be memorable. And I just like loads of my friends who are teachers are a bit wrung out.
Everyone's great teacher is someone who stepped out of what they were doing, you know, and towards them. So if you're not allowing teachers the bandwidth, or you're taking away their energy to be able to do that, I think that that's not doing the kids a great service, is it?
No, absolutely not. And the ones you remember are the ones that often there's a sort of quirky eccentricity to the ones that you remember. Like, we really need to lean into eccentricities much, much more, I think, especially in teachers. There should be a test. How eccentric are you? And you'd have to be quite eccentric to be one, because then you'd be memorable. So how would you sign off the letter to Mrs. Rankin?
So to Mrs. Rankin, I would note that thousands of kids would have passed through her classroom and all would have had the same experience as me. So on behalf of all of us, thank you very much. And I'm really sorry for dicking around at the back.
If you want to listen to the rest of our conversation, scroll back to the 11th of November for the full episode.
If you want to hear more conversations like this, make sure you follow Yours Sincerely with Jess Phillips on the podcast provider of your choice. And why not write a letter to your friends, telling them all about this podcast? I'd love to hear some of your favourite moments from the first 40 episodes of this podcast. So tweet or message me at Jess Phillips Pod, and we might feature your suggestion in a future episode. Goodbye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.